He meets a young girl accused of being possessed by the devil and soon to be burned at the stake, and stares into her eyes, looking for some greater truth. He finds none. Faith is a torment, he says. It is like loving someone who is out there in the darkness but never appears, no matter how loudly you call. But there is a lighter, earthly side to the seventh seal in the form of Block's sidekick, Jons, who thinks of faith as less a torment than a waste of time. He grins at death, mocks the Lord, laughs at himself, and leers at the girls, Jons says of himself. His world is a Jons world, believable only to himself, ridiculous to all, including himself, meaningless to heaven and of no interest to hell. Jons goes into a church, much like the one Bergman entered in Tabby, where he finds a painter putting the last touches to a grisly mural, The Dance of Death. What, he wonders, is the point of scaring people like that? To make them think, answers the painter. And if they think, Jons says, they get more scared and run to religion for solace. Jons and the painter run to a barrel of brandy instead and get roaringly drunk. The struggle between man and death is always one-sided and largely pointless. The chess game is rigged. Von Sydow died earlier this year, Bergman in 2007. Yet as he, the son of a pastor, suggests in The Seventh Seal, salvation may await not in the next world, but in this one.